This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The boundaries of Colorado Springs are set to grow again. The City Council approved the 1,900-acre Carmen Line annexation near Schriever Space Force Base this week. Councillor Yolanda Avila says she didn't take her decision to vote yes lightly and called it an equity issue for all parties.
I'm going to tell you this. It's not black and white, and it might be dark gray and medium gray and light gray. It is a struggle.
Avila says she was moved by comments from farmers who worry about access to agricultural water, but she says her district needs more well-planned housing, which she says the proposed project will help. There's some good news for Colorado students and educators. Math and reading scores are slightly up. The news comes from the National Assessment of Educational Progress, often referred to as the nation's report card. It's given every 2 years to fourth graders and eighth graders. CPR's Jenny Brundine says Colorado is catching up from the pandemic disruption.
Big picture, the significant thing here is that overall math and reading scores held steady from the previous test and even improved slightly. It's the first time NAEP scores have been moving in the right direction since before the pandemic in 2019.
That's CPR's Jenny Brundine. There are still problems, however. The test scores show huge achievement gaps here between races and ethnicities. In addition to a new women's soccer team, Colorado is also getting a professional women's rugby team, and it now has a name. The Denver Onyx will compete against five other teams around the country as part of the Women's Elite Rugby League. Games are set to start in March. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.